He was very influential. I mean, of all the influential people in that town, he was one of them. He was a ruler of the Jewish people. And a lot of people respected him. As a matter of fact, turn your Bibles to John chapter 3. We'll read our scripture for this morning. The book of John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So this man was very well known in the community, especially the Jewish leaders. His name was Nicodemus. Nicodemus was one of the ones that kind of favored Jesus. When Jesus went into the temple and he, cleansed it, not maybe the way that you and I might have done it, but Jesus is God and he could do whatever he wants. But I could assure you one thing. That even the way he did that, he had love for the people. It might seem to us that overturning tables and throwing money and doing all kinds of things, yes, maybe if we were the ones in anger and doing those things, yes, us, but not Jesus. Everything that Jesus did and does is full of love. So Nicodemus was one of the ones that said, you know, yes, all my other friends are trying to kill him, especially after the cleansing of the temple. And yet, he said, and yet there is something about that man. It is no wonder that he was trying to find just the right time to have an interview with Jesus Christ. Now, if you're an influential person, you do not want to be seen with a troublemaker. If you're an influential person, the high class, the high society, you do not want to be seen with someone that was considered the lower, the problem makers, you know. And yet in his heart, he knew that this man had something for him. So he decided to somehow find out where his favorite place was, where he kind of went to pray or whatever he did. And that's where we pick up the story there in chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Influential he was. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Did you come to Jesus by night? Did you meet him by night? Kind of like, I don't want no one to know that I'm following Jesus." Nicodemus came by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Notice that Nicodemus right away started being diplomatic about certain things, and he said, just trying to get on Jesus' good side and say, you know, we know. Now, who is the we? Well, not all the Jews, remember. Probably there were certain ones that really sort of believed that he was someone very special. But they didn't quite believe, so they probably got all together and said, "Nicodemus, you go." I was like, "I'm not going to go." "No, you go. We nominated you and we voted on you. You go." You know how that is when you don't show up to board meetings and someone has to do something? You go. But Nicodemus did want to meet Jesus, and he went. There he is, evening. And for some reason, I always picture that evening as a kind of cool evening. The breeze blowing just just enough to feel it in your face. And the moon was out. The moon is out. And it's bright enough where you don't need a lantern or some torch to be guiding your feet. So it's bright enough to walk. And Nicodemus tries to get on Jesus' good side right away. He says, "Rabbi, we know you're from God. Because the things you are doing, no one could do them unless God is with them." And then the response of Jesus. I like the way Jesus responds to things. It is you can't have a doubt that Jesus is God and He was being guided by God. Sometimes He answered things with a question. Well, you know, who do you think did these things? Or who's more important? Well, Jesus just asked another question, and they get together and say, "Well, we're not going to tell you." Well, neither am I. Only divine being could answer questions with questions and just give the right thing. And you know something about Jesus? Jesus does not beat around the bush. Nicodemus came to Him with a problem. Nicodemus didn't think he had a problem. But Jesus penetrated the soul of Nicodemus. He went right to his heart and He knew what the problem was. Notice that Jesus didn't say, "Oh, thank you, Nicodemus, thank you. I really don't deserve what you said. I did. You know, but thank you for that compliment." That Jesus didn't go through that. You're here this morning, and Jesus Christ is passing the eyes, passing that nice smile some of you have right now, and He's going right to the heart because He knows your heart. And Jesus answered him and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." I could just see the face of Nicodemus. What does that have to do with what I just said? You're right, nothing. But Jesus was getting right away to the heart of the problem. Nicodemus was there for a purpose. And Jesus Christ already knew it. So instead of, valuable chit-chat here and there, "Hi, how are you, where are you?" Jesus said, "Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Well, so Nicodemus decided to get a little bit smart with him. That's a bad thing. And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Come on, Nicodemus. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Manuel, Jessica, Elissa, I truly and strongly believe what that just happened here. You not only were baptized by water, but you were baptized by the Holy Spirit. So many times there are wet Christians walking around. Just baptized by water. But the Holy Spirit, they have not made a choice to accept the Holy Spirit in their life. Because accepting the Holy Spirit in our life is a scary thing. What does that mean? When you accept the Holy Spirit in your life, simply what that means is that you will not be in control of your life. The Spirit will. And when someone else is in control of your life, that is a scary thing. And then Jesus continues and he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Don't marvel at that, Nicodemus. You know exactly why you came to me, and you know exactly that that's what you need. Me, Nicodemus? A ruler of the Jews? No. I'm not a bad person. It's the bad people that need to be born again, right? We are the chosen ones. We don't need no repentance. We were chosen. We don't need to be born again. Nicodemus, unless you are not born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The wind blows, Jesus continues, where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit is a very unpredictable thing. I've told some of you, I've gotten up here with a text and a sermon and a title and the hymns and everything that should just flow nicely. And when I'm sitting there before coming up, the Spirit has said, tell them this instead. Lord, I can't do that. I haven't prepared. I don't have no notes. I need notes. You know that. I mean, blah, 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 blah. Remember like Moses? I'm there arguing with God. Being led by the Spirit is unpredictable. But we must be willing to be led by the Spirit. Nicodemus had a problem. And Jesus is telling him, you know, the wind is like, the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit is like the wind. You see it, you see its effect, but you don't know where it's coming, you know where it's going. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, kind of like a gentle slap, are you the teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I, as a pastor, you came to me and said, are you a pastor and you don't know these things? Oh, thank you. Nicodemus, you don't know these things. Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Pretty sure Nicodemus did not have any idea of what Jesus was talking about right now. But he was going to find out. And Nicodemus' life was going to be changed. And then Jesus begins to introduce Nicodemus. He gave him the gospel. Right away. That whoever believes, verse 15, in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is you, Nicodemus. You are part of those whoever believes. Don't count yourself out just because you are the ruler of the Jews. Because you are an influential person. Because you know a lot about the Bible. Because you keep all the law. Because you keep the Sabbath like no one else keeps the Sabbath. Because you tithe. Because you do missionary work. Because whatever you do, don't ever believe that you do not need Jesus Christ. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned. Amen? If you believe in Jesus Christ, you are not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ is still getting visits from people in the evening, coming to Him and saying, yeah, we know you're a teacher, and yes, I know that you died on that cross. And yes, I read that you resurrected. And yes, it even says that you're coming back. And people are coming to Jesus Christ in the evening saying, is that true? There are a lot of people. Let me just be a little bit more specific. There may be some, even in our churches, that like Nicodemus were convicted to go seek Jesus Christ. But conviction and conversion are two separate things. And sometimes we as Christians, as Adventists, we confuse conviction and conversion. So what is the difference? Well, the clock is telling me that it's not time for me to explain that to you. So what I'm saying is, I will continue some other Sabbath. And I will tell you, or at least try to explain, the difference between conviction and conversion. But that will have to be some other time. Thank you for worshiping with us this Sabbath. I pray that the Holy Spirit may continue to guide us and to lead us. And let's continue to pray for each other. Let's continue to pray for all that we do. Let's continue to pray for all the plans that we're going to have, because there are people out there that still need to hear about Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads. Father, I want to thank you for the story that we find there in chapter 3 of John. Nicodemus, a man that was convicted to go and find Jesus, but a man also that needed conversion in his heart. He was doing everything that a man should do according to their laws. But yet he was so far away from Christ. Pray that his experience might not be ours, that we may be close to Jesus, because in our hearts we have been truly converted. Be with us now during the rest of the Sabbath day, and please help us to continue to honor it and to glorify your name. I pray these things for your honor and glory. Amen.